see if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. For a third time in 2 weeks, trading is halted on Wall Street as stocks plunge almost 10% just after opening.
It's the biggest percent drop again since 1987. We're also seeing European stocks. The moment that the trading floor was halted here, right around 9:30, you saw stocks in Europe continue to fall to hit their lows of the day, down over 10%.
Fox's Christina Partsenevolos at the New York Stock Exchange. Coronavirus having a major impact on our social lives as the CDC issues new guidelines.
Calling for an 8-week ban of large gatherings of 50 or more people. They say it's intended for anyone organizing conferences, festivals, parades, concerts, sporting events, weddings, and just about anything else you can imagine that used to be part of our regular daily lives.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. This as cities across the nation close restaurants and bars. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still officially winter until Thursday, but we have a week of much above normal temperatures ahead. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures around 80 both days. Widely scattered showers are possible, perhaps a thunderstorm on Tuesday afternoon. Low tonight, 61. Wednesday and Thursday, high in the low to middle 80s. Small risk of thunder showers each day. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms Friday with a high around 83. The pollen count, medium to high today and tomorrow, and medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are 5 ways to sell it fast. Number 1, price it to sell, not to sit. Number 1 reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number 3, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number 4, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number 5, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
In the house.
And my co-host, Jack Campbell. He's fine, but he's staying home. Got a little bit of a residual cough from what he got early last week, and he sounds much better, but he's just... taking precautions.
I wonder if he's ready to drop that dog off at doggy daycare yet.
He's got restless dog syndrome.
Yes, Bugsy, he does. Man.
Sweet, sweet dog. But, Bugsy's got a lot of energy. 272-9228. Kyle, welcome to the program. Thank you for being patient.
Oh, you bet. Hey, just kind of wondering, the thing that freaks me out the most is the small business owners that have actually done their due diligence and bought their license and opened their storefront, put all that money out, got all their people up there. The state's just going to go and close them down. Wait a minute.
Right.
The state can't close down a private business. How does that work? I think the state ought to, issue some guidelines going, hey, we think this, and this should happen. But responsible business owners aren't going to put their customers in jeopardy, and they're not going to put their employees in jeopardy. But the state don't need to come and shut them down. That's kind of
It's a kind of a wake-up call, and there are a lot of wake-up calls happening. And one is the power of state and federal, and some local, not all, but federal and state in particular, to declare national emergencies and do things that we would not expect as Americans.
Did you see what de Blasio wants to do?
Yeah. Now, shut down everything, right?
Shut down everything and nationalize all these companies. Suddenly, is he not somebody from Cuba?
These socialists need to shut their damn mouths.
But that's what he wants to do. He wants to nationalize. He wants the nationalization of key industries among the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah. I've not, y'all have heard me this morning. I'm trying not to be political, but as I'm watching that debate between Biden and Bernie... I'm like, if we actually let y'all have a magic wand and wave into being whatever the hell it is your utopia you have in your mind, it would be much, much worse.
Those guys couldn't manage an island. I would love to give them Puerto Rico. Do something with Puerto Rico.
And I'm saying that based on, I wish Trump would kind of be quiet too. Like, yeah. The politicians and the political rhetoric does not serve us well right now. Just get out of the way. Let skilled professionals and everyday people take responsibility for this. We'll figure it out.
Right, and there you hit the key on the nail on the head. Skilled professionals and everyday people, they'll take care of this, believe me. And they don't need the politicians to do it for them.
No, they're getting away. Really,
and since the socialists are seizing on the crisis, if I could make one point or one lesson out of the crisis, maybe we could solve more problems that way. Skilled professionals, applied knowledge, and technology innovation, and everyday
less
people.
Government, yeah.
Oh, that might be actually how society solves problems and progresses, not a bunch of shouting and voting and yelling at one another and dividing each other. That might be a real
idea.
Imagine that. Oh, and if the government would get out of the way, their actual approval rating might go above 10%.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, y'all have a good one.
I appreciate it. Also, Joey, I don't know if you read this, but the Chinese tycoon called D a clown.
Yes.
All of a sudden, he's missing.
I saved that. We can get it was a New York Times report.
Yeah.
Yes, he has gone missing.
Just a billionaire.
Wow.
Hey.
Interesting.
Yeah.
272-9228. Red Top, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, gentlemen. Red Top here.
Hey, Red Top. How you doing, bud?
I got this whole thing figured out. It's not the coronavirus. It's the curmudgeon virus. Yes, I mean, it's hitting my age group. They're trying to get rid of us, Joey.
Now, are you not
curmudgeons in the world?
Yeah, but I feel like your curmudgeonly ways have inoculated you to this to some degree.
I agree.
Red Top, I'm sure you're a great gentleman, but sometimes when you call up and even talk about issues I agree with you on, I'm like, Red Top's the type of guy who sees a flower arrangement and looks around for a coffin. I mean, like, you know, what is going on here?
I'm such a good actor because really I'm not that way. I'm a perpetual optimist, believe it or not.
Right,
really.
Right.
Because I've been self-employed my whole life. You've got to be a perpetual optimist.
That's exactly right.
Hey, I was a realtor, Eddie.
What?
Do you have to be a perpetual optimist to be a realtor?
Yeah, it really helps because things can blow up in your face regularly.
It's going to. Right. And, you know. The closing table is a panic every time you get there.
It is.
And
I tell people that all the time, Red Top. It's as hard as it sounds to get a customer, a client, to sell a house or buy a house. The most challenging time is after you sign that contract and closing day. That's the most challenging time because everything's got to line up.
Well, I only worked with sellers. I wasn't crazy enough to drive a buyer around and show them all the houses to buy whenever So I was a listing agent.
There you go.
So, and I would list the houses that I would get a contract to paint it. I'd talk them into selling.
You're the man, Red Top.
I got some of these people sell these houses. I'm going, what are you selling it for, guys?
Yeah.
We just want to move.
Okay. That's a lot of times. That's right.
I just fixed it up. It's beautiful. What the hell are you moving for?
Yeah.
So that's just fine, but... Joey, don't feel out of you're in the safe zone because you're a young curmudgeon. So they might come after you after they get me.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll come up with something. If the virus doesn't get me, they might just shoot me.
Yes. Right. Very well put, guys. Everybody stay happy and healthy. Don't take too many allergy drugs. You know, all the symptoms of coronavirus is pretty much what I got from pine pollen week before last, and I'm just fine. So take a deep breath, Eddie. Don't go to your doctor and get your throat and nose cut up. Just take a deep breath.
I wish
Thank
I had
you guys. Well,
thank
take
you, care, Red Top.
272-9228, folks, as part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. You know, I'm still going to get my workout in. I might be a little more cognizant of wiping down equipment and things that I use and get in and out and not spend all day. But I still am going by the 3331 Harrison Road location for Express Fitness 24/7. The old Hogan's Gym has been located for years. They've combined gyms, really. Express Fitness 24/7 at Hogan's Gym. But there are locations all over the river region. So if you want to find the best location for you, go to Express Fitness 24, the number 24.com. Express Fitness 24.com. State-of-the-art equipment. I like free weights, barbells, dumbbells, using body weight, like when pull-ups. But you can also use plate-loaded machines, weight machines, cable weight machines, rooms full of cardio equipment. They have it all there at Express Fitness 24/7. Be sure to check them out today. Sign up, low one-time sign-up fee, and then a low month-to-month rate, no long-term contracts. Great place, great local option. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Joey from the radio sent you.
Yeah, I'm pulling up their site, man. They're all over. We talked about Clanton, Millbrook,
Pine Level. Yeah, all over the place. And
That's convenient, baby.
Yeah, a lot of folks I know. I was actually suggested by young woman named Chelsea, and I've gotten to know, I think, her boyfriend Brad a little bit, but she's a bodybuilder. Yeah, impressive, actually. Very impressive. I'm nowhere near that sort of level of commitment, but there are all types in there. Folks looking for, you know, just getting a little exercise in, and then folks in there very seriously, almost at the competition level of bodybuilding.
Sweet.
So they're all types. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Ray Bowles. I think I missed your call earlier.
Hey, Ray. Hey. It's Ray from Brattville Carpet. Yeah, I did try to call you, but good to have you on now. How are you doing this morning?
I apologize. I was in a new construction. The stalls were running, and men were scrambling around, and I did not hear my phone in my pocket ringing.
Sounds like how we move society and civilization forward. You're exactly in the midst of it.
Absolutely. I tell you, I know a lot of people are at home. Schools are closing.
Yeah.
Churches are closing. But we are not. We are still putting floors down. This is a great time, if you think about it, to go ahead and do those projects at the house that you've been wanting to knock out while y'all are home.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come out. Listen, we won't shake your hands. We'll be quick. We'll be very in and out. Bring you the sample so you don't have to come to the office if you want to. And then we'll put the floor down within a week or two.
There you go. Call Ray and the team at Prattville Carpet today. That number right is 285-8117.
Absolutely. And on top of it, we'll bring you this all-American made product, so you don't have to worry about anything from China coming into your house.
Kind of like that.
There you go. And you can bring samples to them, right?
Absolutely. I've got samples in my car now. I'm headed up to Titus to show somebody some samples.
Hey, you're up in my backyard there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm actually passing over the lake right now to check on one other job site and then headed to Titus.
I gotcha.
But we are still rolling. The business is normal for us. Everybody's working. We're all healthy, and praise the Lord for that.
Well, that's good.
I do have one conspiracy nut theory that I might actually be buying into. Look, we have a lot of missionaries that we support through the store that we don't ever talk about, but one of them is in China. And so we're always talking to these people all around the world that we support, and we're emailing, talk back and forth. And he swears up and down that the Chinese government created this to knock out the elderly population in China because there's so many people over there that can't work because of their age.
This is a guy from China?
This is a second.
He's a missionary in China that's in China presently today. Lived there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he says he swears up and down. He said they're after the old people.
I've heard that too.
And it blew up in their face.
Yeah.
Is what this was about. So I said, you know what? You're probably right, because I don't trust them as far as I can throw them.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I just don't trust government in general, let alone a communist dictatorship. So.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But listen, if you do want that home project done while y'all are home, give us a call at 285-8117. And we'll be glad to run out and give you that free estimate. And like I said, within a week, you get your new floor down.
Well, I appreciate it, Ray. And folks, y'all take advantage of that. Why not? When you're standing home anyway, get the job done and think about how to update those digs. I appreciate it, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too.
272-9228, 272-9228. Looking on the TV screen as Governor Cuomo is talking about the federal government has its role to play. The markets are coming back a little
bit. Actually, they come back up. Yeah, they were down
when
like
I
9%.
First started the show, it was almost 10%. Now it's 666. Oh!
Oh, crap.
No, 6.6. There we go. Okay, change there. For a second, it was 666.
The number
six.
Of the beast.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm generally more worried about the long-term ramifications of continuing to create more money out of thin air. I know Trump's happy about it. We're in uncharted waters when it comes to monetary policy, folks, and not just in this country, but worldwide. I think if there's ever going to be a reckoning, it'll be because of those sorts of things. But we'll see in the fullness of time.
Well, you know, we were talking about not trusting the government, and I watched a deal on 60 Minutes last night where they were still going back to Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
And they were talking about that. They're still giving away, I forget how many cases of water a week.
Right.
And they showed one guy in particular, and he talked to him a little bit, and he said he's been coming there for, I forget, since the crisis began, and he said he picks up, I think it's 4 cases that they're allotted. But they asked him, they said, you know, they're rebuilding the pipes, and they are. They're actively doing it. It's supposed to be done by now, but, you know, construction always gets held up. But anyway, they said, hey, once everything's done, are you going to trust it? He said, no. And then when they started interviewing more and more people around Flint, they all said no. And I got to be honest, I can't blame them.
Right.
You remember the government lied to them? Their own government lied to them from the minute they started holding these samples of rusty water, saying, hey, something's wrong with our water. And they're telling them no, no, no. And the whole time they knew that lead-based was getting through there and corroding the pipes. So I can't blame people when they say they don't trust the government.
Right. And it's not just the government. I don't view it as like this amorphous thing like the government.
No, no.
It's people.
Individuals that within the government.
People with power who have been proven to be lying to you.
Yes.
That's who you don't trust. And obviously, if they want trust, they need to regain it. And like I was hinting at earlier, most problems get solved by either people with skill and talent, applied knowledge, figuring out problems in the world, or just everyday people taking personal responsibility.
Yes.
Now, you might do all those things, and still bad things happen. But if you actually do all those things, it'll be, you'll probably have a better time than folks who don't do those things.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Especially if you're trying to rely on folks who make their living off power.
Mm-hmm.
So 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I am great. Getting ready to go to cardiac rehab here in a few minutes.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, I heard what Ray was saying about the genetic lab genetic orientation of this virus. And over the weekend, and I do not remember the doctor's name, but he was from one of the big hospitals like Johns Hopkins or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that this was not a lab virus. That if you look at it under the microscope, it is a very ununiform virus. And that typically those do not come from labs. The genetically engineered ones are very molecular.
Right.
And this one was not.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too from other, you know, professionals, experts, is that governments, if they did have nefarious purposes or wanted to create bioweapons, they're nowhere near sophisticated enough to create something like this.
Well, he explained where he thought it came from, and it was logical, but it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But what he said was that if this is a non-engineered virus, that each time it mutates, the mutate will actually be weaker than the original.
Hmm.
That the original tends to be the most robust, both in survival and contagion. But as it mutates, it will mutate weaker and weaker and weaker. So that sounded like good news to me.
Yeah, and we'll get through this. It's just a matter of, you know, I've never seen anything like the reaction to something like this. It's unreal.
Well, if you compare it to other contagions that have been out, whether it be the swine flu, N1H1, the bird flu, all those others, we never had a reaction like this. Never. And they always come from China or Indonesia. That's the reason they're named the Beijing flu and things like that. So, you know, I think the fact that it's an election year has a lot to do with it.
Hmm.
If you read in very many blogs these days, they're really attacking Trump for how he's reacted, how his cabinet's reacted, some of the things that he said. But yet you go back and pull some old video, and there is President Obama telling everybody when the N1H1 came out to just chill. It's going to be all right. Where was the reaction to that? So it's...
There's definitely
there is a
selective and, unfortunately, partisan bent to much of the national media, and that's unfortunate. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I blogged something over the weekend on somebody else's Facebook that they were saying all this stuff about. And I said, well, in the fullness of time, we'll see how many actually die. And I would suggest that if you're going to score how things are reacted to, the death toll is going to be a great way to do that. And of course, there was two or three people came back and said, no, there's all this scientific stuff that you can throw into this. But at the end of the day, I'll bet you that it will be remembered by the death toll. And that's kind of what I said. Right now, there are more people that have died under investigation of the Clintons than by N1H1.
That's very true.
Bill, we've got to run.
Y'all have a good day.
Hey, good point, Bill.
972-9228. You know, if y'all can't tell, I'm trying to somewhat keep the politics out of it. We will, in a second, go to that debate last night between the two old men, the cadaverous-looking Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
I'm just disappointed there was no challenge for push-ups.
I know.
I was really hoping
that. I would like to see that.
Because I'd like to see either one of them push out, too.
Right, and I thought it was generally boring. And then there were certain segments of it. Like, you know, lately I've been kind of looking into the climate change issue.
Yeah.
And I think there is some warming, but it's, I mean, some of it is natural. Some of it, I think, is man-made. But I don't think it's concern for, like, reshaping our entire society and economy or energy markets.
And I've seen that in action. When we used to live in Alaska, I think we went there in the early 80s. So my parents took us to this Portage Glacier, which might have been 30 miles outside of Anchorage. And you could see it from the parking lot.
Right.
So my wife and my son and his wife went there probably 4 or 5 years ago. We went back to the same place. Well, now you've got to hike a quarter of a mile in to see that same glacier. So I've seen that. But again, I'm not the kind of guy that's going, hey, man, you know, I'm freaking out. This is just life. This is how life happens.
Yes.
You know, we're going through this change, and it'll probably get cold eventually, and we'll start cold.
And it's, again, it's a theme that I'm big on now, whether it's, if there are issues with climate change, if there are issues with this virus, the way you solve these problems is human ingenuity.
Yes.
Skill, talent, technology, and responsibility, and figuring out how to solve the problem in little steps, not one big holistic save the world right. approach where really all you're doing is putting more controls on people. That's all that really is what's being called for. It's just give us more power.
Give me more power.
Whether in healthcare or controlling the climate, and we'll be able to take charge as the people in power and make sure everybody's all right. No. No, 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 no. There is, it's more than just, oh, freedom's kind of a nice thing, but it's so inconvenient. No, freedom is effective,
right,
too. It's why freer nations are able to respond to this in a more effective way than, say, those nations that, you know, throw away their billionaires and throw them into, well, wipe them off the face of the earth.
Just disappear.
Like this Chinese billionaire that went missing. By the way, Italy, and of all people, Joe Biden mentioned this last night, it's a single-payer healthcare system.
Yep.
Part of this is not them stopping the seeding from China, and then part of it is they probably don't have the resources. Where did the screw-ups happen here in this country? At the federal government level.
At that level.
At the CDC, not allowing tests to be done. It was bureaucratic federal mistakes. Who is helping to get us out of the problems? The private sector. Now, are there problems with the current crony schemes, the corporatism of the private sector?
There will be some,
yes,
of course.
But largely, we need to go away from government cronyism,
right,
and by making everybody cronies under the government, that's not much of a solution.
No, it's not.
272-9228, 272-9228. This hour of news and views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views with Joey Clark and Eddie Bader when we come back.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
We know Jeff Coleman as the mover and shaker, as the proud father of three Alabama girls, as the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama, and we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the Second Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let him whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great. Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Peppery Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program.
Hey, your music is on fire this morning, Joey.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It is, man.
Yeah, I've been sprucing up my random playlist, yeah. And so when I'm driving around doing things during the day, I just have random songs come on. If they hit me,
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, I'm playing that.
This is a good one.
It really is a good one. John Cougar Mellencamp. Mm-hmm.
Back when we could call him Cougar, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what all that's about. That's before my time.
Somebody told me it was when he first got his record deal, they wanted him to have something catchy, so they gave him the Cougar. So he stuck with it for a while, and then he's like, you know what? I've made a name for myself, and this Cougar is ridiculous. I'm just dropping it.
Yeah, I've been a little worried with pollen, you know, and then I take a shower and I'm fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe I've got, like, cougar respiratory syndrome.
You could.
Yeah, who knows?
Very good. Knowing you like I know you, yeah.
272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Folks, this part of News and Views brought to you by Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractic over in Wetumpka, Alabama. He's at 75928 Tallahassee Highway, 75928 Tallahassee Highway. Give him a call today at 514-7600, especially if you've got chronic sort of aches and pains, whether it's mid, lower back, upper back, problems with your hips, or maybe you have shooting pains down your legs. There's all sorts of reasons why you might have those aches and pains. It might be some underlying problem, and Dr. Tom has the experience, thousands of hours of being a chiropractor, but also teaching the practice, and he's able to figure out, is it maybe some bulging disc or a muscular problem or, you know, pinched nerve? Maybe you can use laser treatment or spinal decompression. There are all sorts of therapies short of surgery. But if there is something underlying, he can give you a referral. Call him at 514-7600. You'll set up a first appointment. He'll get your history, maybe give you some initial treatment. Then he'll set up a course of treatment over a few weeks that he thinks will reduce your pain, make life more livable, a better quality of life. So that's Dr. Tom Pershing. Again, 75928 Tallahassee Highway. Call him today at 514-7600. And be sure to tell Dr. Tom that Joey from News and Views sent you. So I want to very quickly here address this idea. Because, and maybe I can find it, the clip. But it's CNN at this debate. They're the ones who hosted this debate. Yeah. And by the way, I kind of have to admit something.
What?
No audience?
Kind of liked it?
Yeah.
It went,
and they could actually
cleaner.
Talk.
Yeah, it went a little
bit. And less people. Only two people, no audience. It's like, everybody shut up. You two just talk if you want to be a leader of the free world.
Now, when I watched a little bit of it, they had questions coming in from, I guess, a live stream of some
sort. Sure,
time.
Yeah.
But me being a skeptic, I just feel like that's contrived. They pick their few people, there are few questions, you know, and they didn't give them the questions that I want to give. I would like to ask him, or I think any Republican or any independent would like to ask him.
Right, and you have to admit, okay, it is a Democratic debate. For instance, if Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions is in here, then, you know, I'm not going to ask him things Democrats care about.
No, I mean, but
it's a Republican primary, so I'm going to ask him mostly things that are on Republican conservative voters' minds. It doesn't mean there is an overlap. Sometimes is that conservatives are concerned just about the same things as liberals and progressives. Fair enough. But generally speaking, I understand that Democratic presidential debates are mostly focused on Democratic issues and their perspective.
I think, to me, I just think that Sanders really gave it to, kind of gave it up to Biden last night and let him know, you know, I'm just here. I'm not really trying to win at this point. Mm. You know, it's yours if you want it. And I just, that again, I kind of think of Bernie last time, whether you want to admit it or not, he took a deal to get out. I kind of feel like he's going to do it again.
But you know, one of the things, and maybe this is the question from Jake Tapper. Let's see if this is what I'm referring to.
The organization calls the climate crisis a, quote, health crisis, and warns that climate change could fuel the spread of infectious diseases. Can you point to specific measures in your climate plan that address that threat?
So that's the question, and I'm sitting there pulling my hair out just from the question, because I can already anticipate their answer.
Right.
But now we're going to... Anything that is a problem on Earth, we can somehow put it in the box of climate change, climate disruption, climate crisis, which it's this, you know, brilliantly elastic problem that fits every possible problem in humanity faces. My biggest problem with the climate change conversation is a lack of context and perspective. Mm-hmm. There's a great writer, author, speaker out there named Alex Epstein. I believe a new edition of his book came out this year, is coming out, and it's called The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. Now, what you often hear from people, even those who don't want to go as far as, say, Biden or Bernie Sanders or the left on climate change and responses to it, you'll hear people say, well, fossil fuels are kind of a necessary evil. We know that they make the earth dirty, and they're wasteful, and they're not renewable, and blah, 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 but we got to use them anyhow. What Alex Epstein argues, and I tend to agree with him, is that if the standard is humanity and humanity's flourishing, so more people alive, able to treat things like infectious disease more effectively, respond to natural disasters more effectively, and bring people out of abject poverty, extending life expectancy, and just, again, quality of life for not just Americans, but the entire globe.
Yeah.
That is a moral thing. And what brought that about is the cheap, relatively cheap, dense, effective, and widespread, you can easily scale it up and give it to billions of people in the world, energy that is provided by fossil fuels.
Yep.
Now, some are cleaner than others, but there are always trade-offs in something like this. And this idea that we should just demonize fossil fuel companies like Bernie goes on to do, or say no more drilling and exploration like Biden goes on to do here, as they did last night, is very short-sighted in what the trade-offs actually are. For instance, we are responding to natural disasters in a much more effective way than ever before in human history.
Exactly.
So whether it's a hurricane, a tornado, a tsunami, or a pandemic, with the technology provided by our energy sector, we are able to respond to these things where less people die and are hurt in the first place. And there seems to be this conversation where we only focus on human impact, like human beings are just bad whenever they impact the environment. Sure. And this virus should be a reminder that, no, if we did nothing, like has been the case through most of human history, thousands of years about the same economic level, if we did nothing, Mother Nature bites hard. Thunderstorms used to kill people at a much higher rate. Disease used to kill people at a much higher rate. It's because of our technological society and because of the cheap, dense energy that fossil fuels provide us that allows us to create more food and more responses to the difficulties of Mother Nature.
Than ever before.
The standard shouldn't be what you're doing to the planet. The standard should be, what are you doing that affects human beings? And in my examination, fossil fuels are a good thing. They're always an amoral thing, and they've allowed us to respond to, like, this crisis or any other in a more effective manner. Now, can we... I'm for it. If you come up with a new form of technology that's better than fossil fuels, cheaper, can scale to billions of people, great.
Just like they're talking about some of the algaes that they're growing. Yeah, I'm all about that.
Sure. Like, I'm not against it. If the fossil fuel companies are using government control to crowd those folks out, that should stop. I'm for freedom and choice and figuring out the problem. But to demonize a technology and an energy source that has made life infinitely better for
everyone
on this planet is just short-sighted. And it does become this political football, this political excuse to take more and more control over people's lives. And to me, the standard is, are human lives getting better? Is human society getting better? Not, are we impacting the planet too much?
Also, where does that control end? You know they want the control. Right. Where does it end? We have communist countries. And you know, I like to think we live in a much better world here. I know we do, because I've been to some of the other countries. But on their end, it's become such a everyday natural thing to be told what to do, when to do it.
Right.
I don't know if suddenly they were given freedom tomorrow.
All right. It's not just a government structure thing. It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
It has to do with what you believe in. I think that it's available to people. I think actually China could have revolutions. China could adopt a lot of these ideas. I don't think it would look like China of today. It's almost like this iron fist, slightly racist ethnic group ruling over a vast diversity of people. And so maybe China should be multiple nations. Hard for me to tell from this humble perch. But generally speaking, I think these ideas are portable, but it's best to export them through being an example to the world, being an example to the nations of the earth.
A good example.
Yes.
Yes.
And right now, are we being that good example? Well, when I listen to some of our leaders.
But like you said, this is unprecedented.
It is.
So I don't think, and this could make or break Trump, let's be honest. This really could, man. His handling of it.
We shall see. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Be right back, 272-9228, if you want to give us a call.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brutal day on Wall Street where trading was halted just seconds after the opening bell when the S&P 500 hit a circuit breaker level of 7% down. The system is meant to thwart market panics. U.S. oil plunging below $30 a barrel as emergency Fed moves failed to reassure traders on the economy. Now, government restrictions meant to shut down the coronavirus are also shutting down a lot of businesses, and airlines are especially hard hit. The Center for Aviation, a consultancy, is warning that most airlines in the world will be bankrupt by the end of May unless there's coordinated government and industry action. The firm saying cash reserves are running low as fleets are grounded and some flights are being operated less than half full. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still officially winter until Thursday, but we have a week of much above normal temperatures ahead. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures around 80 both days. Widely scattered showers are possible, perhaps a thunderstorm on Tuesday afternoon. Low tonight, 61. Wednesday and Thursday, high in the low to middle 80s. Small risk of thunder showers each day. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms Friday with a high around 83. The pollen count, medium to high today and tomorrow, and medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
Good to be here, Joey.
Good to have you here. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you folks by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and the whole team over there doing great work for current homeowners, prospective homeowners, as well as first responders, veterans. They are doing wonderful work over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Because there is a difference in mortgage companies. For instance, if you're a prospective buyer looking to get into the spring market despite everything going on with the coronavirus, why not go and get pre-approved today? That way you can have peace of mind when you're out there looking for that home, negotiating for that home of your dreams. If you're a current homeowner, you know this, Eddie. People need to refinance now.
Now.
Take advantage of what's going on. Go ahead and refinance. And also, if you're a veteran, they can help you at Alabama Home Mortgage take advantage of those VA home loan programs.
Yes.
They're on top of all the changes year over year. As well as first responders, there are some perks. Because Alabama Home Mortgage loves working with first responders, whether police, fire, emergency medical, they put their money where their mouth is. And as a thank you for your service, first responders will receive a $500 gift card at closing. Just some of the many things Alabama Home Mortgage can do for you. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Joey, how's it going today?
I'm doing well, all things considered.
Well, great. I was doing a little reading this weekend and read about the epidemic of the summer of 1952, and it hit home with me because that was the year I was born. So, you know, you always pick up on things when it's your birth year. But anyway, the Edward R. Murrah, were you familiar with him?
I've heard the name, not intimately though. I don't really know the history there.
He was a TV guy, and he did interviews. Edward R. Murrah reporting, and he would do interview people. You know, very, very influential people. And he was interviewing the doctor that had discovered the cure for polio. And he asked him. He said, "Doctor, you know, this disease has caused 60,000 people to be infected this year, and 3,000 deaths of mainly children, and paralyzed thousands. Are you going to patent this?" And he paused for a minute, and he said, "Does the sun have a patent on it?"
There you go.
There you go. And see, he wasn't worried about money. He wasn't worried about prestige. He wasn't worried about power or any of that stuff. And it just goes to show you, Joey, when you get the government out of the way and just let, you know, well-intentioned people that want to do the right thing, man, they can do a lot of wonderful things.
That's how progress actually
That's
happens.
Right.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for that. 272-9228. Crawdad, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Crawdad.
Hey, Eddie. You know, I can't remember right who a famous American once said, "Buy land. They ain't making no more of it."
You are exactly right there, brother.
That's something I've looked at around here, Eddie. And man, I missed a chance. You had a piece of property in the middle of Old Cloverdale. You had a little bungalow.
Yes, sir.
I should have got up with you on that one. Dadgummit.
I'll be honest with you. That one sold quickly, and then the person that bought it sold it quickly, and then it ended up going for over $100,000 by the time it was.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I wanted it too, to be honest, because it would have made a great Airbnb at that location. I mean,
I saw that, and I thought for a second, I need to call Eddie right now.
It was a great place.
And the phone rang, and something happened, and next thing I know, I missed my opportunity.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. That's why, like Joey was saying earlier about pre-approval letters.
Keep showing those things. I tell you what, they had a real good listing on that one.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir. The concern that I'm calling about this morning, you know, the way capitalism works, it's a good system.
Yes, sir.
But at the same time, one of the built-in mechanisms in capitalism that's supposed to be a control factor to prevent the shysters and the evildoers is that if you're not playing right, then you lose business and you will go away. And so if you're an honest, above-board player, you got a good product at a good price, then you should succeed. Unfortunately, one of the things that's happened in capitalism is you can have a reputable company that will then turn to a laboratory in a third-world country and have their product, like insulin, being manufactured by another third party who then subs that out to even lesser laboratory, and then you wind up with a contaminated product.
Very true. That's exactly how it works.
Yes, and the name that was, I can't remember the company, but it was out of France, the laboratory that had the insulin, they were subbing that out to a Chinese a laboratory, and there was tainted insulin going all over the place. That hadn't been too long ago. The amount of medications that we rely on literally for life and death that we could then look to, like Novo Nordisk, which is out of Denmark, good company.
Yep.
They were doing, if I remember right, at one point, Novo Nordisk was leading the way in insulin analogs and some other things. Good company, again. But when it's cheap to go to the third world country and say, you know, hey, you know, knock this out for us, you know, 10 cents on the dollar. There goes your quality control, because we have no way to exact any punitive measures on these third world laboratories, especially when they're going to test things unethically.
Yes.
China is probably going to be the place where we wind up with the first what do they call that? Chimera, genetic chimera, where they start crossing different types of animals.
Right.
I'm really concerned about having a really, you know, true Ant-Man come along, or a bat person or something, where they have, I mean, okay, so you got a little mouse running around in a laboratory with a human ear growing out the side of it.
Is that a cherubim with a sword? Like, what is that?
But you're right, Crawdad. Those are the kind of places over there. You're right. It's unregulated. And when that stuff is brought here, I don't know what kind of checks and balances we got. Because not only with the medication, but you remember a few years ago, Chinese drywall. We couldn't even trust them to make drywall. So, you know, it really makes me think about, okay, we're bringing stuff in. If we can't trust their quality control, then we need to have our own.
Well, and capitalism is the least worst system. It's not a utopia. It is a system of give and take. And so because we're learning these things, whether about where our pharmaceuticals are produced or, you know, things like the drywall, whatever it is, you can then respond to it and not make those same mistakes again. That's kind of the whole point.
Well, that's what we'd think, but we're making those mistakes continually.
We cannot reach out and correct the problem. Another industry, the energy industry in China, they have pretty much the stranglehold on rare earth magnets.
Throughout the world.
That is used in so many things, electronics, very important.
Yep.
Another one is coltan. Coltan, C-O-L-T-A-N, is a composition mineral that is mainly mined out of Africa.
Yep. But who's doing
coltan
the mining?
Coltan is very important in all your electronics for making the little screens and the things on your telephone, your cell phone, your computer. Coltan, you remember back Blood Diamonds?
Yep.
Okay, well, Coltan is today's Blood Diamond, the people that are being, the countries that are being just raped,
literally. You're exactly right.
And who's the biggest buyer? Everybody.
China seems to want to get all that stuff and hold it hostage.
Yeah, and the Chinese are doing it now. I mean, it's almost their mercantilist system. Like, it reminds me of the British East India Trading Company. I mean, there's the kind of those competitions between the European powers wanting to up their empires, and that's still somewhat the model China is using. They like money, but they're trying to use government control and to get these ends, to create monopolies, these sorts of things.
And there is democratic system over there. It's run by a bunch of old families.
That's exactly right.
And whatever they say goes.
Right. And I think actually this has undressed China a certain degree in the international space. They're doing their level best to say, oh, it's racism if you suggest we cause the problem.
Have you not seen them flip the script on
Man. It's U.S. military who causes the problem. Yeah. But I think it's not just the world is kind of looking at China skeptically. I think it's the Chinese
inside people.
I mean, probably long been looking skeptically at their government going up.
Well, yep. How long ago? A few years ago, they had the formulation problem, remember, with baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even trust their own companies to produce baby formula.
Well, Crawdad, we got to run. Appreciate the call.
Hey, good call, Crawdad.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
More news and views. Last hour, news and views coming up. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect.